Expert HR Weekly, compliance, good practice and benchmarking for UK HR professionals.
Hello and welcome to this week's Expert HR podcast with me, Ellie Gelder. We're talking this week about the new legal requirement on employers to report their gender pay gap. With me to discuss what this means for HR is Expert HR's content director, Mark Crail. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Ellie.
So there's been a lot of publicity recently about the new gender pay gap reporting requirement. Can you just briefly outline what it is and who it applies to?
Yeah, sure. We do now have the draft regulations on gender pay gap reporting, and the government's consulting on these before publishing the final version, which we're expecting next month. The regulations are going to apply to all private sector employers who have 250 employees or more, and they're going to have to publish a range of data about the pay gaps in their own organisation.
Okay, so what exactly does this mean? Is it just a single figure?
No, it's more than that. It's going to include the mean and median pay differences, the proportion of men and women in different pay bands. The expectation is that employers will be able to use the data from their HR information systems to output that to calculate what's called a derived hourly rate. That's a standardised hourly pay rate that includes elements like basic pay, bonus, sick pay, shift pay and so on, but excludes other payments. Basically, it's about creating a standard way of doing it so that everyone's reporting the same sort of thing.
Okay, so what's the timetable?
Well, the legal requirement will be for employers to report data from their April 2017 pay periods. That might sound like it's a long way off, and it is, but you really don't want to leave it until the last minute.
So what can people be doing now?
We're encouraging people to do a dry run. Use pay data from, say, April 2016 as a test to ensure they can gather the right data, run the calculations they need to run, understand what it's telling them, and work out what they're going to tell the wider world.
And will they have to be telling the wider world?
Oh, they will. There's a legal requirement to publish your organisation's figure online so everyone can see it. And although it's not a legal requirement to explain it, ministers have made clear that they'll be strongly encouraging employers to produce a statement which attempts to do so and says what they're going to do to try and close any gender pay gap.
Okay, so many organisations are going to say, we pay men and women equally for the same job, we don't have a gender pay gap. Can they afford to be that relaxed about it?
Absolutely not. There's a massive amount of misunderstanding about the gender pay gap. You can pay men and women equally if they do the same job, but still potentially have a huge problem. Gender pay gap reporting picks up a whole lot more than unequal pay for equal work. If you've got a high proportion of men in senior roles and women in junior roles, for example, that's going to give you a gender pay gap.
Okay, so you've covered two things there. What else might cause a gender pay gap?
There's a whole range of potential issues. So, for example, if you've got a high proportion of men in high-paying job functions, which is IT, which we know is male-dominated, that's going to give you a gender pay gap. You could even see a gender pay gap if there's a big difference in tenure in your organisation. If you've got lots of men who tend to earn more because they've been with the organisation for longer, for example.
Mm-hmm. So what about those employers that don't think they have a gender pay gap?
We know from Expert HR's own research that most employers don't believe they've got a gender pay gap, but that's because they haven't really looked at the data and done the sums. When people do that, it could come as a huge shock, potentially a huge embarrassment to their organisation if they can't explain it adequately.
Absolutely. So some people are going to be surprised at the size of the gender pay gap in their organisation, or even at the fact that they've got a gender pay gap at all. So what should they be doing?
First, I'd say don't leave it until April 2017 to find out whether you've got a problem. Do the maths now and find out. So you can start working out what's causing the gender pay gap in your organisation and how you're going to protect your reputation by explaining the steps you're taking to address it.
So practically speaking then, can you give us an action plan for employers? What's the first step?
Yeah, I can. Expert HR is working with the Chartered Management Institute, and we are offering a free gender pay gap reporting service that can do the calculations for you based on your 2016 data. That's going to mean you know what you're facing. We'll take your data, we'll apply the correct calculations to it in line with the government regulations, and we'll give you both your own gender pay gap figures and the industry benchmarks to provide some context. So if you take part now, you'll see the scale of the problem immediately, and you'll still have 12 months to understand it and be able to explain the reasons for it and set out what you're going to do to tackle it.
That sounds really useful for employers. So how can they find out more about the Gender Pay Gap Reporting Service?
Inevitably, the answer is that they should go to Expert HR and you'll be able to see what we're planning, have a look at it and sign up to take part in the service.
Excellent. Thanks for that really useful update, Mark. We've got lots of information about gender pay gap reporting on Expert HR, and you can easily access this by going to our Hot Topics, which you'll find on the right-hand side of the Expert HR homepage. And that brings us to the end of this week's Expert HR podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Ellie Gelder. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.
Expert HR Weekly, the latest from experthr.co.uk, the award-winning subscription service for HR professionals.